Okay, welcome to our second chabur, or third chabur, whatever it is. We'll Bez Hashem learn a beautiful Torah teaching from the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom was the son of a Rebbe, Zichus Yigan Aleinu. He has a big yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael on Meir Sharm. I've had this chus one time to be there. He's an unbelievable Sfarim. Anyone who wants just a good Parsha Sefer to have, just be able to say a good Vort, an easy Vort, very easy Hebrew, Nesiv HaShalom is the way to go. Nesiv HaShalom explains on his first piece on Chayasar, an amazing thing, which I think could really apply to our lives in every single facet of every single moment of our lives. You know, the famous question that everyone brings down, a lot of questions that everyone brings down by the death of Sarah, the Misa of Sarah, when Sarah Aminu passes away. The Pasuk says, Vayuchayi Sarah Mea Shana V'esim Shana Sheva Shanim Shnei Chayi Sarah. These were the years of Sarah, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, these were the years of Sarah. So the Nesiv HaShalom asked six questions, but we're only going to tackle three of them. The first question that the Nesiv HaShalom asked is a very perplexing question. He says, we know, Rashi brings down, why does it say Shnei Chayei Sarah, again, that these were the years of Sarah? To tell you, Kula and Shavan Latova, that they were all good. So Rashi explains that all the years of Sarah were good, were all good. Ask the son of Rebbe, ask the Nesiv HaShalom, why do you have to tell us that? Why do you have to tell us that Sarah's years were all good? We don't have that by anywhere else in the Torah. We don't have it anywhere else by the Avos and the Imos. Question one. Question two, we know that it says that Avram Avinu cried a little bit, right? Lefkosa, the word Lefkosa is spelled with a small chaf. So the Baal Turim explains when the Pasuk says the word Lefkosa, that Avram Avinu cried a little bit, the Baal Turim explains that he only cried a little bit. Why? Lefi shezikna haisa. Because she was old. She only died. She died. He's crying because a normal person cries over an older person. Ask the Nesiv HaShalom, why is the Torah telling us that he cried a little bit because she was old? Very good. Why does the Torah have to tell us that? So the first question is, why do you have to tell us that Sarah Aminu's years were all good? The second question that Nesiv HaShalom asks is, why does the Baal Turim have to tell us in this roundabout way? Why does the Torah have to tell us that the Chaf is small, that Avraham Avinu only cried because she was old? And the third question that we're going to tackle for tonight is that we know that Rashi explains that why did the Torah have the Misa of Sarah next to Akira Sitchak? Because everyone knows this, everyone learned this as a young child, because the Satan, the Yetzirah, went over to Sarah and told her what Avraham Avinu was doing right after he did it, or right after it happened. He went over to Sarah and said, "Sarah, you know what? Your husband is killing your only son. He's killing Yitzchak Avinu." And what happened? Rashi explains what happened. Her neshama passed away. Ask in the Nesiv HaShalom. We know the pasuk in Koheles. V'harei shomer mitzvah lo yidaver dover ra. Someone is doing a mitzvah. No, you don't see anything bad come from that. How could it be such a great thing? Akidis Yitzchak could cause Chas V'Shalom the death of Sarah Avinu. It always perplexed me, this last question. Sarah Aminu died because of Akedah Zitzchak? That doesn't make sense. So the three questions. First question is, why does it say Shnei Chayei Sarah? We have to know that Sarah Aminu's years were all good. Why is that important? Second question is, why is it important to tell us that Avraham Aminu only cried because she was a little old? That seems like a very extra type of a factor. Number three, how could Sarah Aminu pass away because of Akedah Zitzchak? Akedah Zitzchak, Chazal tells us that we still have all the brachas from until today, because of what Avraham Avinu did. Explains in Nesiv HaShalom a very simple but a very powerful idea. He says, when it comes to our lives against the Yitzhara, there's two points. There's before we do a mitzvah, and there's after we do a mitzvah. There's before Chas V'Shalom a person sins, and after a person sins. You know, we say in Hashkivenu, the Nesiv HaShalom explains, V'hasar Satan milufaninu me'acharinu. We ask Hashem, we daven to Hashem, remove the Satan from before us and after us. You saw it. Beautiful. Hashem, remove the Satan before us and after us. Explains the Medrash, the Nesiv HaShalom explains. Quotes. He says, what was the Satan doing the whole time before Akedah Yitzchak? The Medrash says, the Satan said to Avram, V'amar lo zakin shota, you stupid old person. Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivtichacha ki b'Yitzchak yikara lecha zara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just promised you that through Yitzchak your everlasting seed, and your name is going to be through Yitzchak. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to go bring him up as a karba. She'ein zek im dinyum. So the Satan right now, the whole way he's coming to tell Avraham Avinu right before, you know, Kadosh Baruch is tricking you. You know, you're just an imagination. Why would he tell you that your children will be like the stars, and your children come from Yitzchak, and now he's telling you to kill him? Don't do it. Don't listen to him. Explains the Nesiv Shalom the whole way through. The Satan was trying to get Avraham Avinu to be able to not do it. And then you will see after the Akedah, he even tried also to try to get him also. How did Avraham Avinu succeed in his venture to do the Akedah? We know Avraham Avinu, his midah was chesed, his midah was ava. He loved people. He always brought in people. Yitzchak Avinu's midah was always gvura. If you look at how many times Yitzchak's name is in the Torah, it's very limited. Avram is all over. He's going here, he's going there. Yitzchak stays home. He's very passive. Avram is very active. Yitzchak's very passive. Explains the Arizal, explains the Baal Shem Tov, that Avram Avinu had to tap into the midah of Yitzchak. Avram Avinu had to tap into the midah of Yitzchak to be able to stand up in this nisyon. And what does it say by the Akedah? Vayelchu shneim yachtov. What does it mean? They both went together. She'akar Avram Avinu alav hashalom b'midah sosh Yitzchak. And Akad Yitzchak Avinu, b'midah she'Avram Avinu. Yitzchak, Avram's midah was his natural thing was to love, but he had to tap into this yira. He realized that if I want to be able to do this nisayon, I had to realize that I have to have yir shemayim right now. I had to think about what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. Yitzchak Avinu says, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do this, if my father wants me to do this, for my love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have to do it. And that's what he does. And that's how they were able to do it. And that's how they were able to be able to pass the test. And that's when the Malach said, "Don't stop, don't touch." However, that was before the Akedah. That was the Hasar Satan Milfaninu. At the ask Hashem to remove the Yitzhara before. When was the Mayacharenu? When was the Yitzhara? When was the Satan's last ploy? His last type of trick to take away the Akedah from Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and all of Klai Yisrael? Because the Satan knew how great the Akedah would be. What did he do? He went to go tell Sarah what happened. He went to go tell Sarah, you know what? You know what your husband just did? You know what your husband just tried to do? He tried killing your son. So much so, we know the Medrash says that Sarah Mina passed away from this. Explains in the Nesiv Shalom an amazing thing. Why does it say that Avraham Avinu lived kosa? He was a small chaf. It was a small chaf to tell you that Avraham Avinu was only the only cried because she was old. Explains in the Nesiv Shalom an amazing thing. The Satan was trying to prove to Avraham Avinu that maybe you caused the death of your wife. However, lo and behold, Avraham Avinu knew that he was doing Ratzon Hashem. He was doing the right thing. Ki higia zmana shel Sarah lehisalef min olam. Avraham Avinu saw that wasn't the Satan's fault or Avraham Avinu's fault or the Akedah's fault. Chas v'shalom that Sarah passed away. It was her time, and that's why it says levkosa with a small chaf. It says levkosa with a small chaf to prove to us, to Klai Yisrael for all time, that it wasn't. That wasn't the reason why the Akedah why Sarah passed away. It wasn't the reason that's not Sarah's time. Her time was up. Her time passed. But the Satan tried to use that and try to get it from Avraham Avinu. Try to make him regret. Try to make him regret doing the mitzvah, doing the ultimate mitzvah. How many times in our lives do we regret? Oh, I wish I could have done this. I wish I could have been doing that. That's a yitzhara. There's a yitzhara before we do a mitzvah. There's a yitzhara before we do an avera. There's also a yitzhara after we do a mitzvah, and if we don't do a mitzvah. When it comes down to it, that answers the second question. How does it answer the first question? The shnei chayei Sarah, the kula shavu latova, because all her years were good, meaning her time was up. These were her years, and only these were her years. Don't think that she had any more time than the Akedah caused it. Don't think that Akedah caused that she lost her time. This was her time. And finally, our last question: How could such a bad thing? Make Saramino, the mother of Klai Yisrael, pass away? Because it didn't. Her time is up. But the Satan, the Yitzhara, tried to be able to make Avraham Avinu regret. In our lives, Emir Tashem, we should be Zocha to take this message from Avraham Avinu and Saramino, and Yitzhara Avinu, and all the of us. We know Chazal tells Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, the actions of our forefathers is a sign for us on how to live. We have to realize every single time that before we do a mitzvah, the Yitzhara is going to try to come to us, and we have to plow through. And even after we do the mitzvah, we have to make sure the Yitzhar doesn't make us regret it, so we get all this chosen from the mitzvah. And before Chas v'Shalom, a person wants to sin, we have to realize that the Yitzhar is trying to make us sin. And even if a person, God forbid, sins, and every person is a human being, and he'll sin, the ultimate Yetzer, it's brought down by the Baal Shem Tov, it's brought down by other tzaddikim, that the main thing that Yetzer wants to do after a person sins is to make you sad. Because when a person gets sad, it just goes in a domino effect. So Be'ez Hashem, we should take this message from the Nesiv Shalom about the connection between Mida, the Misas of Sarah, and the Akedah of Yitzchak, to be able to realize, to be able to take those messages, to realize that Yitzhara is always going to try to come to us before we do a mitzvah, before we do an aver, or after we do a mitzvah, or after we do an aver. Be'ez Hashem, if we clothe ourselves with these messages of the Nesiv Shalom, of to realize we should never regret anything that we do in our Avodas Hashem, and never regret any mitzvah that we do, and always try to take the Torah. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Barasi lo Yitzhara, Barasi lo Torah Tavla. And Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yitzhara, and He created the Torah. He created the medicine against the Yitzhara. And what's that? That's through Torah. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochah to fight off the Yitzhara every single day of our lives. Asar Sotam, Milifoneinu, Me'achareinu, to follow in our foot, the footsteps of our forefather, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu.